The medicine show doctor who kidnapped Sonny and Buddy is now dealing with men of his own kind, for his own daughter has been stolen by border bandits. We last heard of Sonny and Buddy as they were standing with Doc and Charcoal in the middle of the road, helpless, as the bandit car carrying Betty fast disappears. Now we find our adventurers chasing the kidnapper's car.
There goes them bears with Miss Betty. They sure enough means business.
Oh, don't let them take Betty, Mr. Doc. They might kill her.
Please get her back. Give them the $500 if you've got it. Do anything to get Betty back.
All right, I'll give them the money. Catch up with them, Charcoal. Blow the horn. Keep blowing it until you attract their attention. Tell them they can have the $500 now.
Hurry, Charcoal. Go as fast as you can. Don't lose sight of them.
Keep blowing the horn, Charcoal, so they hear you and stop.
Faster, Charcoal. Step on it.
Yes, Charcoal. Can't you go faster? Look, they're almost out of sight.
I'm going as fast as I can now.
Well, move over and let me have the wheel. I know I can get more speed out of this car than you're getting.
They keep speeding up. Oh, if they could only hear the horn.
Mr. Doc, maybe they think we're chasing them because we want to turn them over to the police. If we could just let them know that we wanted to give them the money, they might stop. Isn't there any way we can signal them?
I'm going to try.
No, don't try. Get back there. You'll have to fall off and get hurt.
Do you still see them, Sonny?
Yes. Look, there they go. They're turning off into a side road. Betty! Betty!
Oh, she can't hear you. Oh, confound this car. Why won't it speed up? I'm afraid we've lost it.
Here, turn in this road. This is the way they went.
Well, there are two roads here. Which fork of the road did they take?
Why, I don't know. I couldn't see them after they made the turn.
Well, we'll try this one. It looks like it's traveled most.
Looky yonder, Mr. Doc. What is that ahead of us stretched across the road?
Well, get out and see what it is, Charcoal.
It's a log. This is a closed road.
Well, the bandits evidently didn't take this road. They must have turned off the forks. We'll go back that way.
Look here, Doc. Look what I found on the road, right by the log.
A lady's handkerchief.
With a ring tied to it. Why, that's Betty's ring. That's the one we gave her when she joined our club.
That's it. Don't you see? Betty tied the ring to the handkerchief and dropped it as a sort of clue for us to follow, hoping we'd find it.
She figured we'd stop here at this log, so she dropped the ring for a signal.
Which means that they did take this road.
Of course they did. And this log was just put here to throw us off the track.
That's it.
Well, we'll soon find out. Here, Charcoal, help me lift this log off the road. Hurry.
Can we help?
No. You boys get back in the car because we don't want to lose any time. All right, Charcoal, take hold of that end of the log.
Sure is heavy, ain't it? Up she goes, and away she goes. That's one obstacle out of the way.
All right, come on now, and let's get going. That other car has a good start on us.
I'll bet anything the bandits put that log there just so they could get a good start on us.
Of course they did. They knew we'd follow them, and they put that log there to slow us up. Oh, gee, I hope Betty knows we're following her so she won't lose hope.
She must know that we're following her. Else why would she drop the handkerchief with a ring tied to it?
Well, keep on the lookout, because she may leave another sign.
What's that ahead of us?
It's a man standing in the road, waving his arm.
He's trying to wave us down.
Buddy,
hand me my gun back there. This may mean trouble. Slow down, Charcoal, and let's see what this man wants. What's the trouble, mister?
Un automóvil pasó con una muchacha gritándolo. Tiró esta carta.
Mexican and he can't speak English. Can you boys understand or speak Spanish?
Well, I can a little. ¿Qué dice usted?
Hace un rato que un automóvil pasó en esta dirección con una muchacha gritó y tiró esta carta.
He says something about a girl in an automobile screaming and dropping this letter.
Let's see the letter.
Why, that's our letter. The one Betty wrote for us to our mother. She was writing it when the bandit came.
Well, this proves we're on the right trail, all right. She dropped this for a second signal.
Look, there's something written on the envelope. Letters of the alphabet. Buddy, it's the secret code of our club. Get a paper and pencil and figure out the message as I call out the letters.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. DZZGXS-ULI-HVXIVG-HRTM-YY- And it's signed Betty. Got it figured out, buddy?
Yeah. It says, watch for secret sign BB.
And look, there's something written on the back of the envelope. It's in Betty's handwriting. Read it, Doc.
Yes, it's from Betty, all right. She says, Dad, the bandits know you are following them and have ordered me to write this note. If you are ready to pay the $500 they demand at once, place the money in an old coffee can which you will find on the mantelpiece in a little shack at the top of the hill. Then drive your car to the foot of the hill, blow your horn 3 times, and that will be the signal that the money is paid. Wait there, and I will be released as soon as they find the money. But they warn you not to try to trick them if you ever wish to see me alive again. Dad, please do as they ask.
You're going to do it, aren't you, Doc?
You must do it if you don't want them to harm Betty.
Of course I'm going to leave the money. I'd give them $10,000 if I had it, just to get Betty back. Shack at top of hill. Oh, buddy, ask the Mexican boy if the car with the girl went straight ahead.
Fue el automóvil en esta dirección?
Sí, señor.
Muchas gracias.
Here, buddy, give him this dollar for his information.
All right. Aquí está un peso por su información.
Gracias, señor.
Now, keep a sharp lookout for all shacks.
Look, isn't that a shack just ahead of us? See, behind those mesquite trees?
Lord, I'm muggy. I sure is getting nervous, Mr. Doc.
Well, you'll have to keep up your nerve now, Charcoal. You'll need it.
I'm so scared that the chills are running up and down my spine like a window shade.
Stop the car right here, Charcoal. There's a shack right there.
Come on, Sonny, and don't forget what Betty said. Keep on the lookout for the secret sign BB's.
Do you see the secret sign anywhere?
Not yet. Buddy, you go around that side of the house, and I'll go this way.
Okay, Sonny, and hurry.
All right.
See it, boys?
No, it's not around here.
Here it is. I found it. Here's a BB on the window.
Oh, boy, we found her. Open the door quickly and see if Betty's inside.
Wait a minute, boys. Let me go inside first. You can't tell who may be hiding in that shack. Okay, the shack is empty. Come on in, boys.
And look, there's the coffee can that Betty spoke about. There on the mantel.
Well, give it to me. Quickly, let me put in the money. $500. Well, it just about breaks me, but I don't care if I only get Betty back.
Now put the can back on the mantle, and let's hurry to the foot of the hill and give the signal. Come on, let's go.
Get going, Charcoal, and make it snappy.
I was just thinking how funny it would be if some old tramp would come wandering in that shack and get hold of that money.
Well, what would be funny about it? He'd know it didn't belong to him.
Yeah, but suppose you come inside of some inserted old cabin and found $500 in an empty coffee can. You'd take it, wouldn't you? Of course you would. Your mama didn't raise no dumb children.
Besides, no one would have a chance to get in that cabin, because those men are very likely watching every move we make.
Just think. The bandits may be standing behind one of those trees right now, and maybe they have guns pointed at them.
Oh, Lord of Mother, Sonny, don't say that. Does you want me to drop dead right here at this steering wheel?
Okay, Charcoal. We're at the foot of the hill. Stop the car and give the signal. Betty said to blow the horn 3 times, didn't she?
Yes, sir. And here I goes.
What's the matter, Charcoal?
What are you waiting for?
Why don't you blow the horn?
I can't. It won't blow.
Won't blow?
I reckon we blowed it so much when we were chasing them bandits that we must have broke it.
Oh, why would that horn fail to work at a time like this? Just when so much depends on it. Get out of the way and let me see if I can fix it.
Oh, now the bandits are liable to think we're not going to give them the money, and they may harm Betty.
I think I found the trouble. It's just a loose wire. Everybody make a wish that the horn works this time. Here goes.
Oh, that old horn never did sound so sweet before.
I wonder how long it'll be before they let Betty go.
Well, the note said as soon as they received the money.
Oh, why doesn't she hurry? I can't stand the suspense much longer. I never realized until now just how much Betty means to me.
Well, Mr. Doc, you can see now how our mother feels about us and why we're so anxious to let her know where we are.
Yes, but that's different. You boys are safe with me.
Yes, but our mother doesn't know that. Listen, it's Betty.
Dad, where are you?
Here we are, Betty, at the foot of the hill.
Dad,
there she is. I see her. Dad. Come on, let's go meet her.
Oh, come on, boys, let's meet her. Betty,
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 you're safe. You're safe.
You.
Come inside the house, car, and lie down and rest, and tell us about your experience.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so happy. I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Gee, Betty, don't cry.
No, don't cry, Betty. You're not supposed to cry when you're happy. Gosh, we're too excited to cry.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been so excited before.
No, I ain't been so excited since the hogs ate up my little brother.
Charcoal. See, Betty, did the bandits hurt you?
Did they get the $500 that Dad left in the coffee can?
Betty, tell us what the bandits said and did.
Yeah.
Well, when we arrived at the shack at the top of the hill, the bandits declared they would get even with Dad if he refused to give them the $500. They were planning different ways of getting even with him. I was sitting there trembling, begging, and pleading with them to let me go. Suddenly, one of the bandits started coming towards me, his eyes blazing with anger at the thought of losing the money. He kept coming nearer, nearer, nearer. Suddenly, I looked up and...
What's the matter?
Look! Look!
What? Where?
There! That face at the window!
Oh! What's happened to her?
Betty, speak
Betty,
to me, dear.
What's the matter?
Oh,
you
Betty, bad? Come here.
Betty, what's the matter with
you? Get some water quickly.
Oh, Betty, what's
happened? Whose face did Betty see at the window of the house car? We'll know positively in the next chapter of The Adventures of Sonny and Buddy. You heard Doc say that he didn't realize how dear Betty was to him until she was gone. And there is the moral in tonight's episode. Be as kind, good, and obedient as you can to those whom you love. And then when they're gone, you'll have no regrets. Ask your mother if this isn't true.